So here I am with
Bernie Sherlock.
And Bernie, you're with the New Dublin Voices, is that right?
I'm the conductor of New Dublin Voices, yeah.
And how long has New Dublin Voices been going?
We're just coming up to our 10th year. By the end of this year, it'll be 10 years.
How many people do you have in your...
About 35. I suppose usually maybe 30 in performance, and 35 are always, you know, somebody can't always make performance, but...
And what I mean, there seems to be quite a mixture of people in the choir, like in terms of there's very young to older people.
Yeah. Well, the youngest, you know, Donald is 17, and we have some in their most, I suppose, in their 20s, some in their 30s, some a little bit older than that, but most, I suppose, 20s, 30s. So two, yeah. There's another boy who's just going into fifth year, leaving cert this year. Well, they're both in fifth year, and. That I suppose we've a number of professionals, some music teachers, not that many, some people involved in law, in accountancy, engineering, doctors, nurses. Somebody who I always say, we have one of the guys who presents at boxing matches or wrestling matches.
And the focus is, it seems to be quite an eclectic mixture of music, is that fair?
Yeah, I suppose I would really prefer mostly contemporary modern music, and then we'd love to do some of the older stuff, like we performed two 400-year-old pieces there tonight as well. A little bit of music in the middle in the 19th century. And also new music by young Irish composers. Love to champion new music by Irish composers.
I noticed at the end there was some... there seems to be a bit of comedy actually wrapped into it to lighten it up. Would that
yeah,
be fair?
Well, just... The last two pieces would be a little bit more humorous, you know, being we like to have fun as well, you know, so we try to balance it with this really serious, heavy pieces and then light things as well, just to balance.
And the other thing as well I noticed is there's no instruments.
No, mostly a cappella. I'm not saying we don't ever perform with instruments. Sometimes we do stuff with the orchestras, you know, where we would do musicals or particular pieces that have accompaniment, but mostly it's a cappella without instruments, yeah.
And as a conductor, would you have a particular preference for any type of music?
Well, as I said, I suppose I'm 21st century, 20th, 21st century. I suppose maybe I have more of a preference because, you know, the whole spectrum kind of blew open with all the different things you can do with the voice. But I also love the old music. We learn a lot from it. In fact, it teaches us more about singing than anything else. The old music that we do is harder. It's difficult to sing.
Why is it harder?
Because it's so much text-based that, you know, a lot of the music from maybe 400 years ago wouldn't have had bar lines. I don't know if you understand in music, there's lines and spaces and bar lines that shows you, it's like commas and full stops in English. Whereas it would have been written without any of that punctuation because the musicians just knew, they just felt it. So it's very hard for us nowadays to feel the right shaping of the text because it's all put into neat little bar lines that we understand as 1, 2, 3, 4, and the one is a little bit stronger than the 2, 3, and the 4. So it's kind of going against all your instincts.
One of the things I noticed is that you moved people around, and that was kind of interesting. I was looking, there was a front row at one stage of ladies, and the gentlemen were up at the back, and then there was kind of a mixture. What was that about?
Well, I suppose it depends. Like, first of all, it is nice to move around between pieces because the singers relax a little bit more then, but also different pieces require different things. Like, one of the pieces, the three upper parts, which is the sopranos and the altos, sang a lot on their own, and then sometimes the alto sang with the lower voices, so there were like two little groups of people, so we had them all set out like that from highest to lowest so that it would sound better. And then sometimes there are two choirs, one choir sings to the other end, so you put them in two groups. Sometimes we call it traditional, where we have, you know, the females on the front and the males behind.
Tonight we were in St. Anne's Church here in Shankill, and it was after Mass. Why this location, given that you're from another location?
Well, because I suppose one of our tenors is from here, this church, and he thinks it's a lovely church, and he said, oh, why don't you come out and sing here after Mass on a Sunday evening? It'll be no pressure, people won't have to pay money in, and it'll be just a good opportunity to sing through our programme.
And when do you have when's your next performance that people do pay into?
That's in Christchurch on the 13th of June, it's a Saturday night, so that would be a full length, it would be twice the length of what we perform tonight, for example.
So it would be over an hour long?
Yes, we'll start at 8 o'clock, over by 10 with a break in the middle.
And do they pay in the door, or can they book their tickets?
They can book online through our website, or they can pay at the door.
What's the address for the website?
NewDublinVoices.com.
NewDublinVoices.com. Listen, thank you very much for talking to us this evening.
Thank you.
I'm here with Donald Dignam, and Donald is the youngest member of the New Dublin Voices Choir. And he's, what age are you, Donald?
17.
And Donald has been performing this evening in St. Anne's Church in Shankill. And Donald, you've just come back, you were saying, from Slovenia, is that right?
Yeah, we were in the 13th International Gallus Choral Festival in Slovenia about 2 weeks ago. And we were there for 3 days, so we had first round, second round, and then a final. So we came third in the finals. So we were delighted.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're very happy.
And how many are you? I mean, are you the youngest or is there somebody else who's the same age as you?
Well, there are about 30, 35 of us, and there's another guy who's a few months older than me. But there's a big age range, but we all get on really well and we have fun together. Like, rehearsals aren't a chore. Like, we get on and we have good crack in rehearsals.
How did you come across this?
Well, I joined Bernie, the conductor's other choir, the Colwick Choral Society, because my mum was in it. And then Bernie just said to me about maybe joining New Dublin Voices. So I said, yes, please, definitely, because I'd been to a lot of their concerts before. And I loved seeing the choir, so I just wanted to.
One of the most noticeable things is it's an a cappella choir, of course, and that means that there's no instruments. Does that present itself with any challenges, do you find?
It depends. Sometimes it does. Like, you have to try and keep in the same key through a piece, and sometimes that is a bit difficult, but we manage, and it's, like, at the start sometimes it's a bit iffy, but when we get to concerts it's generally good.
How often do you meet to rehearse?
We rehearse every Tuesday, so once every week, so it's grand.
How do you find time to do that, given that you're a second level student, and are you doing your leaving certificate?
No, I'm in 50 at the moment.
So you get away with it for now?
Yeah, I do about 45 minutes to an hour in the morning before school, so I get up at 6:30, and then between that and then the work on the Tuesdays, you kind of get through it.
And will this form part of your career path after you finish school?
No, I don't. Well, maybe, but my main plan is to become a primary school teacher, so like, I guess it could fit in with that a little bit, but it's not my main goal to study music.
Very good. And when's the next performance?
Well, the choir are going to Cork. I'm not going, but the choir are going to Cork this weekend, and we'll perform there. But our next big concert is in June on the 13th in Christchurch, and it'll be around the same repertoire that we did in this concert, just with more.
Donald Dignam, thank you very much.
Thank you.